Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. We've been talking about prophecy. One half the Bible to two-thirds the Bible is prophecy. God telling us from the beginning what the end shall be. And many of the prophecies we've been looking at are in the book of Ezekiel. We've looked in Psalms, of course, mainly, but we've also referred to the book of Ezekiel, and I'm just back from Israel, and in Israel, there are stone tablets which were found in Ezekiel's tomb by grave robbers. Oh, I don't know how many years ago, 100, 200 years ago, Ezekiel's buried very near Baghdad. He was the prophet that went with them into the Babylonian captivity. And in his tomb, they found stones with the book of Ezekiel written on them. The letters are raised. They're very tiny letters. You can hardly see how they would. There are at least 66 of these tablets. You can hardly see how they would be. It would be possible for them to do so. I myself believe that this is the original book of the prophet, whether he wrote it or whether a scribe wrote it, but it was written at the time of the prophet, because I'm working with a man named Yehuda Oppenheim. I was told by Dr. Lewis, who was, of course, a man who went to Israel, an expert on Israel, and before he died, he told me about these Ezekiel stones, and he told me, do not let them go. So you can go online, and we probably have something on there about the Ezekiel stones. I know I go into detail about them in our teaching. We did a School of the Holy Spirit on the book of Ezekiel. We haven't made it available, really, but the reason why we don't have the full, they haven't fully released us to do so, we've written and written Art Scrolls. And we've been told by a friend of Art Scrolls, Elon Sharon, that it'd be all right, but we haven't got the official thing yet, so we officially haven't sold it. But we would be glad to give it to you for half price. I don't know what half price is, but it is a school. It's 5 days, 4 days, I guess it is, of teaching, 6 hours a day. And in that teaching, we go into great detail about these Ezekiel stones. So if you would like to have that, you can call 1-800-972-3447 and tell them I said that it's a radio offer, one-day deal, that you can get it for half price. But in the book of Ezekiel, as we look at these Ezekiel tablets with Yehuda Oppenheim, he's a genius. I'm telling you, I have never worked with such a genius in my life. And they test all the young children of Israel and the 40 brightest, 8 years old, they send to Yehuda, and he teaches them to think outside the box. He teaches them, you and I would say, to teach from the inner man, from the spirit, and to use your intelligence and your education as a kind of a fence, not to fence you in, but to guard you from gross error. But that your thoughts and your inventiveness and your creativity is going to come from within. And so this man is studying the Ezekiel tablets. He too believes them to be from the time of Ezekiel. And he has found in them, and it's my blessing to go over there and study with him and find in them that one of the changes from the scriptures, the manuscripts that our scriptures are translated from, is they are in the present tense in many places. For instance, it says in Ezekiel, these people must know that a prophet was among them. And the Hebrew of the stone said a prophet is among them. So they're to the time of the prophet. Now, we had been on our recent trip to Israel. We had been March 21st to the Ezekiel tablets, and we had been talking with our friend Yehuda. And this book of Ezekiel, with all of its prophecies, there is even an ancient source that says the book of Ezekiel is to be put on stone. That's so it won't be lost. We don't have the original manuscripts of most of the books because they were on skin, and they've deteriorated or they've been lost. And but this, he was told to do it on stone. And so we have it in stone, and it contains so many prophecies. From Ezekiel 35 on, it is prophetic. Ezekiel 35 talks about the mountains of Jordan. Ezekiel 36 talks about them coming back to the mountains of Israel. Ezekiel 37 talks about the dry bones. And it says in verse 11, these bones are the whole house of Israel. And he said, I will bring them you up out of your graves. And he did that. He brought them up out of the graves of the Holocaust, out of the ashes. And they are miraculously restored, just like he said they would be. Folks, God's prophecies are come true right before our very eyes. That's one of the main reasons you should try to go to Israel. And when you go, just don't go with a tour that's just going to take you to the tourist sites, and you'll travel with the tourist, and at the end of the day, you'll eat with the tourists. But when the Bible says Israel, it means Am Israel, the people, and Eretz Israel, the land. And we always make sure that you get to know the people of Israel. I became friends some few years ago. Ariel Sharon, I knew Ariel Sharon and had close communication with him. And respected him so much until he did that terrible thing of pushing Jews out of Gaza. Gaza is 20 miles long, about 4 miles wide. It was given to Israel, and Joshua divided it unto the peoples, a part of the lands, and it's definitely theirs. But Ariel Sharon gave it up, and gave it up with the view that it would bring peace if we just give a little more land. Oh, folks, that's so ridiculous and so opposite the word of God. And so the book of Ezekiel prophesies that they will come back and they shouldn't give the land up, Amos says. And so when Ariel Sharon was the prime minister, he had as his chief of staff a brilliant man that everyone highly regards his integrity. He's particularly expertise in intelligence. And his name is Moshe Ya'alon, General Moshe Ya'alon. He was the chief of staff, head of all the soldiers, that means, in Israel, until Ariel Sharon fired him. Why did he fire him? Because General Ya'alon told him, don't give up Gaza. It will turn into a terrorist enclave. And to fire such a person, you have to do it personally. You have to serve some papers on them personally. So in the middle of the night, General Ya'alon heard a knock at his door. It was Sharon's people, and they gave him the documents which said he had been fired as the chief of staff. Well, you know what happened, the horror story of Gaza. That's where they've been. The rockets have been fired out of on them. Someone said to the politicians, you're the ones who did this when you gave up Gaza. Well, General Ya'alon now is back in office, and he is the vice prime minister, deputy prime minister, they call him. Next one in line to Benjamin Netanyahu. I met General Ya'alon just after they pushed the people out of Gaza, Gush Katif, they call it. And we were both speaking at a synagogue in Florida. And of course, he was the main speaker, and I was like the token Christian. And I'd been asked to do a prayer. And we were back in the green room before we went out to speak, and we were told we could ask him questions. And so I said to him, General Ya'alon, how did it feel when this man that you had followed in wars to bring Israel back and keep Israel alive, how did it feel when he fired you, this man you'd so revered and followed? General Ya'alon thought for a minute, and then he said, it felt like a 10-ton weight rolled off my back. Well, now we know that General Ya'alon was right, and he is the deputy prime minister. And through the years, we've been speaking at places and have grown quite close. And so every time I go to Israel, I invite him to come and speak to my group. In our group this time, we had 128 people. And the time before, I think we only had about 40. And I told Ronnie Levy, ask General Yatlon if he'll come and brief us and talk to us. And he always had before, but that's when he wasn't in office. And Ronnie said, he can't come now. He's a vice prime minister. I said, ask him anyway. But you know what? He comes, and he will talk to us from his heart. He especially talked to us from his heart when he met with us March 21st in Jerusalem. He came from the funeral of some little children, little students, and their father, who had been shot dead at a day school in France just because they were Jews. And so General Yaalon, whose very heart and life is taken up with protecting the Jewish people that God has brought back, he painted a clear picture for us that night of what he called the Middle East earthquake since the so-called Arab Spring. He spoke of the West naivete in imagining that things revolved around settling the Palestinian issues, or that democracies and elections could be established in the Middle East. And he identified for us the long reach of Iran into every known trouble spot. Yes, in Gaza. Yes, in Lebanon. But he pointed out to us how the long arm of Iran has reached into South America and has reached into the borders of Mexico and all the trouble spots in the world. The long arm of Iran is behind it. So we look again at the prophet Ezekiel. Ezekiel 38 and 39 tells of a great war that will come in the end of days. Its two number one allies will be Russia and Iran. It has happened since 1990 when Russia built a nuclear reactor for Iran and helped them with it. And we are today in the very times that are probably preceding that war in Ezekiel 38 and 39. And so we remember what God said. He said to us, don't give me any silence until I make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. That means we pray for the wholeness and shalom of Jerusalem. Be sure that you do that. We'd love to have you come and be with us at our School of the Holy Spirit, June 12 through June 15, with Brother Joe Jordan and Ron Smith, both trained up under Papa and Mama Goodwin. And what they know about the Holy Ghost, while they're still here with us, we need to receive all that we can from them. I, too, am going to be speaking at this, and I'm going to emphasize the Holy Spirit's part in the end of days. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 to see how you can enroll. This is Billy Brim saying Shabbat Shalom.